Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Okay, I'm going to go on a mini rant here. We thought leaders are content machines. We have great ideas and are quite insightful. The problem? We can't stop at the "hey, we're smart" impression. First off, everyone's doing that now, so it's just part of the white noise. And second, this generalized impression doesn't help when folks are in the discovery and or research mode. So what should we focus on instead? Here are two things that buyers need to know about you when they are in the discovery or research mode. Now, for the discovery mode, buyers need two key messages: what to do with you and why now. Now, the former is about discovering new needs. So any stories about who works with you and why will drive that, "hey, I need that too," reaction that will put you in the front runner position. Any content marketing about timing will create urgency, the antidote to the passing parade of offers and ideas. For the researchers lurking out there on social media or online, they need to know your results and approach. Yeah, everyone's got a fan club, but these folks want to know the story and the lessons learned. As for the approach, these buyers want to know about the experience of working with you. Are you Attila the Hun behind that smiling face? Will your approach work in their situation? Or is there going to be a lot of brain damage? That's what the researchers are looking for. They also want to know, will this work in my situation? You know, there are many ways to get these messages across. The first step is to realize what folks want to know so that we can create content around those answers. Yes, we need to be helpful, but we also need to answer the questions in the buyer's head. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.